Maybe I'm nostalgic. Or maybe I'm a little bit melancholy. Maybe that's part and parcel of this time of year when we find ourselves immersed in the wider mysteries and promises of the Advent and Christmas scriptures. In fact, I think the nostalgia and the melancholy are attached to the reflective questions that surface during this season. For me, this week, I've been thinking about how the Christmas narratives shape my faith as one following in the way of Jesus. How does the wonder of God, born in human form, bring light into my life, life with others, and the world around me? I believe that Advent and Christmas are remarkable seasons in the Christian year that, like the winter solstice sun, are intentionally in our eyes, seeking our attention, yearning to stir us deeply and place us in touch again with the incarnate love of God in Jesus Christ, so that we arrive at a deeper understanding of who we are as a people of faith. In the midst of our grief, the stresses we face, the disturbing and disrupting nature of our political world, and the disconcerting and even overwhelming weakening of the social matrix where care of neighbor is waning, it can all feel very disconcerting and very overwhelming. Sometimes I feel that God is dismissed outrightly as something quaint or even irrelevant. Sometimes I feel God is dismissed as an afterthought, the net result of everything so far that I've mentioned is a fundamental slippage in accountability to something that's greater than us. And this is an existential problem. And yet, the winter sun gets in our eyes. The biblical texts spark in us the yearning for lasting wisdom as we turn our faces towards the mystery of our faith at Christmas. It's my way of saying all is not lost. This is the purpose of Mary's song. It grips us right from the beginning and lays out God's vision of the world as it gestates in Mary's womb. From the paraphrase version of the Bible called The Message, Mary's song sounds like this. I am bursting with God news. I am dancing the song of my Savior God. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked the tyrants off their high horses and pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen one, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them higher. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and Sarah, right up to now. I am bursting with God news, says Mary. I am dancing the song of my Savior God. Not only does Mary's song grant insight into the justice of God, it grabs our hearts and defines for us what lays at the very root of our faith, a great power that rests in the expanses of the whole universe, a divine power that yearns for the well-being of all and serves to cleanse our palate and eschew everything that distracts and prevents help, home, and hope from reaching those who are vulnerable. I like that word, eschew. At the very center of the Christmas narrative is God's love, born in human form, ready to serve those who are considered the least among us, and at the same time inspire a world that nourishes loving relationships and compassion for all. There is no room for tyrants, bluffing braggarts, and callous rich, as Mary dances to the song of God. And while it may feel rather futile to do much, consider that this is the dance that we are summoned to dance, a dance of God news. We dance. At least we try. Dancing's not for all of us. I realize, well, boy, I have high school in my mind as I think about dance. Two crowds of people on either side of the room. But here we go. This is an invitation to dance, my dear ones. And I'm not going to let you off easy. We dance to God's song, aware that this dance is given to us from the beginning. We dance with a hot meal to our neighbor. We dance with words of love to those in grief. We dance with generosity one to the other. We dance as one choosing human connectivity and relationship over that which serves to alienate us one from the other. We dance with unconditional love and an appreciation for diversity. We dance with concern for God's creation and take up the dance of healing and reconciliation with our planet and its first peoples. We dance with strangers. We dance with God's justice every day. We practice our dance steps. We practice our footwork so that we may be elegant in our movements that serve to pile on mercies upon mercy. We choose to listen to God's music, to God's beat, and let that very holy rhythm stir us to awareness, love, and compassionate gestures of kindness and mercy. We dance as a community of faith. We create room for the nostalgia and melancholy, the yearning and the stirring of Mary's song, God's song. We welcome God's dance in the newborn Jesus. This is what defines us as Christians. This is what inspires us to offer hope and peace and love and joy to those near to us and around the world. We are different. Our dance is unique, but we are not quaint. We are a people of God who have no patience for tyrants and braggarts. And we know who they are. We are a people who believe in a holy, compassionate, and just love formed by a divine and powerful justice that will not rest, will not tire, will not give up, but will always love and foster clear intentions about who and whose we are. A people of the Most High. A people who follow the way of Jesus. A people who dance God's song with Mary. A people who welcome the winter light into their eyes and welcome the Christmas narrative to stir within us, to gestate within us. May God's mercies be piled high upon us and higher still.